Benoit, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks very much for joining us again on the daily program to discuss this passport, the passport being granted and the announcement from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade that they had no knowledge of current legal proceedings against Assange in the United States. Does this pave the way for him to finally return home to Australia?
Well, yes, that's certainly one reading of it. Of course, by granting him a passport, it'll facilitate travel for him. It'll be possible then to leave the country, and should he wish to return to Australia. But of course, a lot of these things are not necessarily in his control. He will have the travel document that he needs, but there is, of course, the very large and looming question about, one, what will happen, of course, when he steps outside the Ecuadorian embassy, Knightsbridge, and the second thing, of course, in the event that he is then going to meet legal proceedings in Britain, will there then be an ongoing process dealing with a potential extradition, which is something, of course, he's very concerned about, namely being extradited to the United States. So that's going to be the concern, and those concerns have not gone away.
Apart from the old sort of adage about house guests and fish, what reasons does the Ecuadorian government have for possibly ending Assange's political asylum?
Well, the tensions have been mounting over the months, recent months, regarding Assange's tenancy in the Ecuadorian embassy. He is, and he does have the status of being not just a person granted political asylum, but also that of an Ecuadorian citizen, having been granted citizenship. So he does have these things. But the change in government in Ecuador, and certainly the change in political orientation towards being more favorable to, say, the United States, and it's a phenomenon that's happening across several Latin American countries too, suggests that things are cooling towards individuals such as Assange. And certainly it has been made very clear in several notes. Remember, there was this time when Assange was restricted, in fact, cut off from the internet, and then he was restored to access to the internet under strict conditions, and his particular role has been affected as a publisher. So all these things suggest a real cooling off of the relationship between the Ecuadorian hosts and Julian Assange, the troublesome tenant, as it were.
Much has been made of the role of former Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop playing in Assange receiving this new passport, with Ms. Bishop even going as far to say that the Australian government does have a role to play in the resolution of the case. I mean, is this the case of an outgoing politician paying lip service to this this lengthy unresolved issue, or are we going to see a greater push from within the government for Assange's return to Australia?
Yes, I think in the aftermath of Julie Bishop's announcement that she is leaving Parliament, and of course, and also in the aftermath of having been Foreign Minister, and then with the change of Prime Minister, of course, then subsequently going to the back bench, there seems to be a bit of a romantic hindsight going on here. I think there's no doubt that she did make certain interventions and some representations connected with the Assange case, but I think it's to be noted here that generally speaking, the Australian approach to Assange in Canberra has been uninterested in the broader sense. Usually a case they kept saying when Sweden was involved, Swedish matter, when Britain was involved, British matter, and so on. Australia should be more involved in it, of course. You know, he is an Australian citizen after all, and he's a prominent Australian citizen, and the lack of interest in the case has been very worrying over the years. And so certainly, if Bishop's words are anything to go by, then it would be hopeful that the Morrison government does take an ongoing interest in resolving this case.
And have we seen any indication from Assange himself what he is likely to do in this situation?
It's not really, really clear. I mean, he is, as I said before, he has these ongoing concerns. And until, and in a sense, whether he can, for example, last out the time, and whether it's going to be a case, of course, of what, in many instances, what the Ecuadorians will decide on his fate. But the critical issue, and it's been accepted essentially in several announcements made across the board by supporters and those who visited him recently, is his health and the concerns about his health after being in these conditions, certainly in the Ecuadorian embassy coming now to over seven years. So there is a problem with matters of health and so on, and there have been announcements made by the Foreign and Commonwealth Office in Britain about that, you know, he should surrender and he will be given medical treatment, but of course in so doing he will also face local charges for having skipped bail, which landed him in the Ecuadorian embassy to begin with in 2012.
Of course. Well, I want to keep our eyes on Benoit. Thank you very much. Do appreciate having a chat with us about this one this morning.
It's a pleasure.